AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran's parliament speaker is warning that continued Israeli attacks on Hezbollah in Lebanon would bring, quote, explicit costs and strong responses. Mohammed Bagher Khalibaf issued the warning on X. He insisted, like other Iranian officials, that the two-week ceasefire extended to Lebanon, something denied by both Israel and the U.S. Khalibaf has also been discussed as a possible negotiator who could meet U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance this weekend in Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan. The U.K. says British and Norwegian militaries led a month-long operation to deter Russian submarines near undersea cables and pipelines in the North Atlantic. Defense Secretary John Healey warned Russia that any attempt to damage cables and pipelines will not be tolerated and will have serious consequences. A man is under arrest for the disappearance of his wife in the Bahamas. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Police in the Bahamas have arrested a man for the disappearance of his wife, who vanished while on an 8-foot motorboat in the Bahamas. Officials say 55-year-old Lynette Hooker and her husband Brian Hooker were traveling from Hopetown to Elbow Cay Saturday, when, according to the husband, his wife fell overboard with the boat's keys, causing the engine to turn off. Brian Hooker then paddled to shore and alerted someone about what happened. Police say strong currents carried the woman away. The couple from Onsted, Michigan had been married for more than two decades. Lynette Hooker's daughter, Carly Aylesworth, tells NBC News her mom was an experienced sailor and that it's unlikely she would just fall off the boat. She also says the couple had a history of not getting along, especially when drinking. I'm Donna Warder.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. Courtney Williams, an Army veteran who worked for the Department of Defense at Fort Bragg, has been charged with violating the Espionage Act by sharing classified information with a journalist.
An FBI assistant director says her alleged actions put special operations troops at risk. Details in the court filings match a 2025 Politico article and a book by journalist Seth Harp about the Army's secretive Delta Force. In a statement published by WRAL-TV, Harp called Williams a brave whistleblower who's being targeted for exposing sexual harassment and gender discrimination in the unit. An FBI affidavit alleges that Williams exchanged calls and messages with an unnamed journalist, including a text in which she expresses concern about the amount of classified information being exposed the day before the political article was published. She's been ordered held by the U.S. Marshals Service, pending hearings set for early next week. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.